This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we started the show talking about our outing yesterday with Francesa, you know, the one where you got in the way of Mike's ball.
Yes, it would have been. It would have nestled within a foot and a half of the cup. It had a little backspin on it.
I don't know what you're doing over there. So we had some fun with that. And then obviously we got into the Mets and Yankees. I do want to get some calls back in here. We talked some Giants as well. But just to rehash where the Mets and Yankees are at. Like, for me, remember, I was holding out, I don't want to say hope because I think that is different, but belief, true belief,
yep,
that the Mets are going to get it going. And there were even signs amongst these, you know, six games, whatever it is, they pound the Nationals the other night. You're thinking, all right, maybe they've turned the corner. Here we go. Get fat on this soft schedule. They proceed to lose two in a row to the Nationals. It can't happen. Until the Mets, now they need to sweep the Braves, which, when does that ever happen?
The Braves are playing well, too.
But they really, otherwise they could be in real danger. Forget about the division, which they're now seven games back in the NL East. I'm still not ready to call that over yet, but if they lose tonight, if they lose one game to Atlanta, then I think it is over. And furthermore, head-to-head with the Phillies starting Monday. So we're going to know definitively about the division at the very least over the next six games. And we're also going to learn if the Mets have any guts here over the next six games. They are in danger of actually missing the postseason. I'm not going to go nuts yet because there's still time to get it righted and they're still in a playoff spot as we speak. But if they don't make the playoffs, that would be a disastrous season for Steve Cohen's New York Mets.
It would be an unmitigated disaster. It would be an absolute mess. It would be unacceptable to the point where there would be real discussions on this station and certainly you and I on this show about what, if anything, has to truly change in terms of the way they're built and maybe some decision makers. I don't know where you would stand on that. I'm not even sure where I would stand on that now because it hasn't happened to that extent, so we don't even need to throw it out there. Listen, when you look at the wild card, I mean, all right, the Reds are half game back. I do think that's the only team you really have to worry about. You start to get to like St. Louis and the Diamondbacks. Forget about St. Louis. Yeah. It's the Reds. It's a one-team race. But just big picture for both of these teams, I keep looking for evidence myself that's going to give me more, again, we talk about that hope belief difference, more belief that these teams are really ready to dig in and go on a run that's going to bolster all of our confidences that either one could get to and win a World Series. And I see little flickers. I saw a bigger flicker from the Yankees with the Cardinals sweep and then handling Tampa. Last night, like if the Yankees would have lost last night, 3-2, 5-4, 7-6, and they didn't lose the way they did, I think I'd be in a much better place with the Yankees because the Yankees have been playing better baseball. Yeah. But when you kick the ball around four times and Ben Rice airmails one into center field from his knees on a stolen base. What are you, Pudge Rodriguez? I know you can hit. Stop. And Jazz throwing one into the stands.
Which was, it wasn't just a bad throw. Like, that's
it. It was maybe the worst throw of the season by anybody in Major League Baseball. And that would probably slipped out of his hands. He's not that bad.
Dude,
I mean, come
still.
On. I'm not making excuses. Yeah. It went in the stands. Error. Goldschmidt not handling that ball. I even thought that I think they were saying on the game, is that really an error? Yeah, it's an error. It was a one hopper to heels mitt, and he dropped the baseball. The point is, while I look for the evidence, I don't see it. And when I see that flicker, it quickly gets snuffed out. I do feel like there's a little more evidence with the Yankees, not enough to make me feel great. And right now, I don't see any evidence with the Mets. I don't.
I think the Yankees' strength is greater than whatever the Mets' strength is. It is clearly their offense, and they can bludgeon you with their power. By the way, last night, should be noted, that was their best defensive alignment as well. I know Stanton, like, they're only doing what they can do with Stanton, but yeah. just
Bellinger, Grisham,
well, yeah, Goldschmidt, yeah. exactly. Just swap Judge and Stanton, assuming Judge can get out there in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
That is their best defensive lineman. So it wasn't like they were just saying, oh, we're going to go mash him and put a lineup out there based on the analytics offensively. That was, I believe, an effort to say, okay, we're going to button things up here. This is a big series. We know it. This is what our best alignment is going to look like overall.
I agree.
Outside of Judge Stanton. And they still make four errors and cough up the ball game like that. But the Yankees are securely in a playoff spot. Their schedule's getting soft. I still believe the division is really there for them. And at any point, anything could get turned around, turned on here with these two teams because of the talent that each has. It's just been, you're right, bad baseball for too long. I got to be honest, like, I don't know what to believe. I legitimately believe last year the Mets were an awful baseball team. They went to the NLCS. This year, I legitimately believe they were a good team, not just because of the offseason, because of what they did last year, the offseason, and the way that they started. I mean, they weren't they the first to 50? They were one of the best team, the first team in baseball to win 50 games.
Yep.
And now they've fallen off since June 13th. Like, so it's not we're making it up. They also got better at the deadline. Did they do enough? I didn't think so. But they did get better at the deadline, and yet the performance has been worse. So it's not hope. I'm still believing in the talent that they have and in the success that they had, you could say both Mets and Yankees, earlier in the year, to where as long as they get in, anything's possible. The difference is we know the Yankees are going to be in, maybe division winners, maybe not, but they'll be in. We do not know that with the Mets. They have messed around now so much
for so long.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. Like, I thought this was going to turn around 2 weeks ago, and that even that would have been bad.
Yeah.
You're talking about the last 20 days, still 3 weeks of just bad baseball, even with the schedule softening. It just is not making sense, and they are now in real peril of missing a postseason.
They are. To what extent, I don't know, but I don't think that that's an irresponsible statement. Like, that's not a hot take. I think Sal's right. The Mets are in peril of missing the postseason here, the playoffs. So, and we, you know, one thing we lean on with the Yankees, well, they've got a soft landing. When you look at September, you get the White Sox, the Orioles. I think it's 14 or 17 games against bad teams. Whereas the Mets, it's the opposite. Like, this was kind of the flatter part of the, at least on paper, a bad Nationals team going back a week or two ago before the Braves got really red hot. A Braves team that's going nowhere, and all of a sudden the Braves are red hot. You didn't take the series from the Nationals. You got the Phillies coming up as well. But I got to say one more thing for the Yankee game that really bothered me that nobody has said so far. Because, and I'll include the Mets to an extent as well. Like, we talk about bad baseball. Anybody with two eyes or just a sense of a rudimentary sense of baseball, four errors, you know, stupid base running, those are the obvious things. You know what really probably bothered me more than anything last night in the Yankee game was they were up 3-2, bottom five, bases loaded. Ryan McMahon was up.
Yeah.
Yankees were up 3-2. Yeah. And they had a chance to tack on and maybe blow that game away.
He's a strikeout machine, though.
I'm going to tell you why he's a strikeout machine, and I needed to see him more before I could really come to this conclusion. Hey, he looks like Nettles at third base. He's going to, I think, eventually pop a few home runs. I'm happy he's here, and he's fairly cheap at 16 mil. He can't hit a good fastball. Ryan McMahon swings and misses. Austin Wells has that problem, too. But I think it's more pronounced with him. You watch Ryan McMahon get up there. They challenge him right away. Letter high fastball never catches up to it. Boom, strike one. Then he'll probably gas up again, maybe foul it back, and then like start going soft and then maybe fast again. When he strikes out, I challenge any Yankee fan, go look at the film or the whatever, not football, but the tape, the highlights of McMahon's strikeouts. Almost everyone's a fastball. He cannot hit a fastball. So that's a good fastball. I don't mean 92. I mean 98, 99, which is where most guys are. So that's a problem. And the Yankees over the years, Sal, They haven't done a good job of situationally hitting, and I thought last night was a chance to just send a message, you know, throw a little jab at the chin of the Red Sox. Hey, well, we know what you've done to us so far. We're going to win tonight, 7-2, 8-2, 8-3, double, you know, base hit. Now we're up 5-3, 6. Instead, strikeout, meekly, going to the night, fall apart. Bad loss.
And a huge, huge game tonight with Max Fried on the mound. Has to be a stopper against a team that has owned him and obviously fighting for a playoff spot in the American League East as well. 888-808-1019. 10 minutes of calls here. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jimmy's calling from Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
BT and Sal, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, Jimmy?
Jimmy, what's going on, bud?
I'm good, I'm good. Feeling nice. Good on a Friday, fellas.
Yep, yep.
Yo, BT.
Yes,
number
sir.
Number one, I'm glad you're all right.
Oh, thank you.
You know
you.
What I mean?
Yes,
I am. I'm glad you're all right,
thanks,
bro. That could have been something.
Yeah.
Number two, you got to look at the positives. You got going after that, bro.
That's right.
You came out strong.
I know.
Like,
I
did.
You're like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
You're like Happy Gilmore in a batting cage, bro.
That's what JJ said. It gave me a little kick in the behind. I was, you know, kind of languishing, not putting particularly well, not really striping the ball too well. That gave me a jolt and kind of like Frankenstein popping off the operating table. I was ready to go play some golf.
Here's what I would say. We've dissected this everywhere. We've heard from the man himself with Mike. Bottom line is, at least from my point of view, after getting all the evidence, because I did not see this real time.
I'm sure you're going to slant this negatively toward me. Go ahead. This should be interesting.
You got in the way.
He keeps saying, I got in the way.
Yeah, I think you got in the way.
I did get in the way. Now finish the sentence. I got in the way of Frances's ball landing in the wilderness and him taking a drop and maybe getting an eight. So,
okay,
yes, I did get in the way.
But if you do the math, yeah, of the four of us, who hit the ball the straightest, most consistently?
Mike, no question about it. What are you always kissing his ass for?
I can't say that he hit a bad shot before Sal's got to say who hit the straightest shot.
Who's the best golfer? Who's the most consistent? We know you love him.
But
I like him too.
But
I get it. You don't have to always kiss his
ass. All I did was ask you an honest question. Of the four of us, it was a simple question.
Yep.
I didn't answer it. I asked the question.
Yes.
Of the four of us, who hit the ball straight the most consistently?
And my answer was Mike. Yes. I have a better question. There's no doubt it was Mike. Who hit the ball the least straight out of the four of us?
Me, 100%.
That's the question.
But I don't pretend to be good. Michael's ripping on me. You're ripping on me.
I didn't rip on you. I was trying to help you yesterday.
No, yes, I'm saying on the air.
Come on, this is all fair game. This is what we do. We rip on each other.
I would say that the driving situation where, as far as if we're going distance, which doesn't mean anything, I think my best drive would probably be better than, yes.
No, it wouldn't be.
Yes.
Ask JJ. You want to bring Mike into it? I'll bring the guy that I rode the car with.
Yours was?
I said.
You get a couple of nice
ones. I said, I'm like, you piped a few.
A few.
I think you had four that were legitimately, and you hit a low one. I hit more of like when I hit it well, I hit it
higher.
You hit like a low tracer, which is a good thing.
I don't even think I had really good ones.
Because you're going to get roll.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I would say if you were to take, I mean, I can't prove this. If you were to take my best tee shot yesterday versus yours, I was further.
We'll ask JJ about that.
I don't know for sure that I'm right.
Yeah, me neither, actually. I just felt that was the way.
Well, because...
That is something I talked about before. I don't want to have a competition as far as it pertains to golf and the fan.
Yeah.
A driving competition would be different. That I might want to partake in.
Well, see, that's...
I know it doesn't mean anything, but at least that's one area where I feel like I can...
You feel good about that?
No, not even good.
I'm honest. You hit a couple. I'm like, wow. And the truth of the matter is, like, Sal's mechanics are not... so broken and wacky where he's unsalvageable or without salvation.
Right. I think I just got to play a little
bit
more.
You got to play more. Yeah. And the other thing...
I literally haven't played in a year, nor gone to the driving range. Like, what do you expect?
I don't expect much.
Yeah. Me neither.
Which was what we got.
That's exactly right.
Forget about the fact that I'm your partner. Let me give you, I'm a couple years older, let me impart a little advice to you, okay? Yeah. Dad to dad, man to man, friend to friend. Not partner.
Yeah.
Those three.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to enjoy being on the golf course more than you do.
Mm.
You're in a rush. That's the way
you
might. You're always like quick and like, oh, we almost done. Like to me, that I when you said that, I turned to JJ. We were walking back to the car, and I'm like, I wish we had 18 more. I want to play 30. Like, I you know, not that I didn't want to go home, but I really don't want to leave that course. You got to, like, kick your feet up a little bit and just relax.
My primary goal was to not lose the balls or hit Mike with a ball. Those are my two
or
main...
Or rip up his course and embarrass him.
Well, that I wouldn't do. I know I'm not going to...
No, I mean, I took a practice swing. I took a massive divot. I actually felt bad.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, you know.
When I got the divot, I apologized.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Derek is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Listen, I'm going to the game tonight.
Yep.
I've been listening to the station and calling the station from day one and following baseball a lot longer than that. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I was looking forward to this game last night because I wanted to see how the Yankees performed against the Red Sox. And my kids are all excited about tonight. I don't even want to go, by the way. And it's the same story. It doesn't stop. This team, I don't want to hear, well, if the Yankees get in, they could be dangerous and blah, 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 blah. We all know they have power. We all know they could beat up on you know, bad teams. Mm-hmm. But this team doesn't play baseball. You know, they don't hit in the clutch like Jazz striking out with the runner on third.
Yep. That was before McMahon. You know, yep.
All the walks the pitching staff's given up, all the errors. It's always the same nonsense with this team.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you. Hold on. So if it's always the same nonsense, which I tend to agree and so does Sal because we've been saying it for years, what's the solution?
I'll tell you the solution. And you and Sal were joking around before.
Good.
And you were joking around the other day. But when you said, oh, BT knows more baseball than Brian Cashman.
Yeah.
You're right.
That wasn't joking.
More baseball than Brian Cashman. Okay? The problem is Brian Cashman. He should have been gone 10 years ago. He didn't build a baseball team. And you want some more proof? Let me tell you something, BT. They don't want to trade Spencer Jones. They don't want to trade Jason Dominguez. Fine, that's great. You want to build around the young guys? Then let's see them play.
Yeah.
But neither one of them play.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing Dominguez play, and he can't cut it in the outfield.
Well, that's a good point, Sal.
The only pushback I would say, Derek, and neither of us really disagree with what you're saying, and thank you for the
good call.
The only pushback I would say is they were in the World Series last year. So, and I'm telling you, as somebody who told you last year, and I was getting a lot of crap from it, oh, you Yankee hater. I'm not a Yankee hater. I'm telling you how I feel about this. I was saying I don't think the Yankees are a good baseball team for all the reasons that a lot of people are saying now. I don't think they catch it well enough. I don't think they make contact well enough. Situation, all those different things. I was definitive. I don't believe they are a good baseball team, and yet they got to the World Series. So if I felt that last year, and I feel the same again this year, I can't sit here and say definitively I don't think they can get to the World Series because I think they're a bad baseball team when I said that a year ago, and they still got to the World Series.
I get it.
That's it's just a fact of what happened.
You've been consistent with it. I get it. I mean, the fact of the reality at this point is, and you don't want to discredit a World Series appearance. It's just that just seems beneath even the biggest hot take artist in the world. They made the World Series, and the memories, I mean, were phenomenal. I mean, I enjoyed it. I was there. I went took my son, went to Volpe at the Grand Slam. It was amazing, especially that they played the Dodgers. Like, that was the first World Series I really remember watching, the 81. Yankees lost that as well, but 81. So there were a lot of snapshots. Obviously, the ridiculous clutch home run, Judge and Soto and Stanton. It was nuts, right? But that's the outlier since they last won a championship. And if Soto doesn't hit that home run, are they in the World Series? And then if the answer is probably no. And if the answer is no, then you're not able to say, but they were in the World Series last year. They were. They literally were. So I'm not taking it away from them. Outlier so far.
I get it. If it were me, I would have made changes in 2021,
yep.
Meaning with Brian Cashman. So I certainly would consider that. They were in the World Series a year ago. Let's let the season finish here.
We are. But when you keep getting punked and slapped by the Red Sox, it just illuminates even more. Number one, it makes you more angry, and it does seem to highlight the issues with this team. Because think about that, Sal. That's where the base running gaffes with Dominguez and some other mistakes that the Yankees made up in Fenway.
Yeah,
that was the start. And now they kind of recovered from that, but last night was a step back.
DeMoss is calling from Ridgewood, Queens. What's up, DeMoss? DeMoss, how do you say your name?
I believe it's DeMoss, D-I-M-A-S. DeMoss, you there?
No. Doesn't sound like it. John is calling from Philadelphia. What's up, John?
Hey guys, great show as always. B team, glad you're all right. But next time you got to get out of the way of Mike's shot.
I was out of the way.
Thank you very much.
No, I was nowhere near the pin. Anyway,
quickly, I just wanted to say, I went to the game last night, and I'm sitting there with my daughter, and we're looking at Stanton run out to, and I'm not nitpicking, I'm not complaining, but watching him run to the outfield, and he's done pretty well in the outfield. Granted, he hasn't really had to do a whole lot yet, but watching him warm up and run, he does it so gingerly. He doesn't throw line drives to warm up. He throws these overarching, I don't even know, like fly balls.
It's almost like a long toss more. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm afraid, and this puts a little bit more pressure and focal point on, if Judge can't come back, I mean, are we going to just ride Stanton in right field until the wheels come off? I mean, going into the postseason, they're going to need him.
He's not even in there tonight, right? Didn't they say yesterday that he was only going to play right field last night and not again tonight? So I don't think they're going to ride him. I think that they're going to hope to get Judge back at some point.
Let me float something by both of you guys, and thanks for the call there, buddy. It's a good angle that's kind of being pushed to the side because there's other issues to deal with. Let's say, I'm not even going to say if Stanton gets hurt. I'm not even trying to put that out there, but let's just say it becomes clear, if it does, that Stanton is no longer viably defensively and Judge cannot come back, and you just don't like Stanton in right field. I don't think, Sal, I could be wrong. I don't think they go right back to, all right, well, Bellinger, you go to right, Grisham, you play center, and Dominguez, you go to left. I think they go Caballero in right field, despite what happened that Friday night game against the Marlins when he overran the ground ball.
Right, but would it matter? Because either way, you're then going to have one of those bats out of the lineup.
Well, and no, I'm saying point, that Stanton could hit. I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I know.
You can't have both Judge and Stanton DH.
Yeah.
So one's got to be in right, one's got to DH.
But what otherwise, if you can't? My whole thing is, what if saying, you physically, so, you just
then,
can't do it?
So then Stanton's a pinch hitter. Now, and then, and my point, well, then if you have to have a team where you can't have one of your best offensive weapons in the lineup, like, what are we doing here?
That's the one thing. Now you could say, well, they shouldn't have signed him for that. Okay. But like that, I can at least exonerate the Yankees, like the roster construction and the moves, some many of which are confounding. I can't really get on them because when they got Stanton, I was excited. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I could probably say, oh, I didn't want him. I was pumped. And I was also still living in the previous iteration of baseball. Power, bludgeoning people to death. I hadn't yet fully transitioned, even though I am an all-around, like, baseball fan. But he's hurt, and his body betrayed him. So, if he's not physically able to do it, that's different than having just a horrendously built roster, which is my main complaint most of the time.
Understood. I didn't like the move to begin with. Only because I thought it was redundant with Judge, but whatever. We went down that road. By the way, there is something on Judge I want to get into when we come back. I know we got to take a break. We'll get more football in as well, and we'll stick with the golf stuff as well. Have some fun with that. 888-808-1019. Remind me, though, when we come back, I didn't get to talk about it as it pertains to Aaron Judge.
All right, a little Judgy stuff coming up. Hey, on Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel's Futures Day coming up this Tuesday, a new holiday for football fans. 24 hours of deals on all your favorite football season predictions. So there's a lot to jump into. Maybe take a little flyer on the MVP race. Can Jaden Daniels take another step? And can he win the award in season number two? What about C.J. Stroud bouncing back after a rough sophomore season? Maybe a healthy Dak Prescott gets going and he wins his first. Crown your champion in August. Maybe the Bills finally do it. Maybe the Eagles go a little back-to-back. Or a long shot like Cincy or the Packers. Maybe they crack through. Parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark the calendars. This is your day for your hunches and your hot takes, your calls, your odds. Visit FanDuel in the app today and start planning your future bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. We love the app around here. It's safe and secure, and when you win, you get paid right away. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of us here at WFAN, 21 plus and physically present in New York. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So I did the show with you last on Tuesday, and that's going to pertain to my judge point in a second here. But
Tuesday,
we were talking about Billy Joel and Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to a lot of Bruce on the way home that night, trying to like I asked the phone to play Bruce hits.
Okay.
And while there were definitely at least I'd say four or five that I was like, oh yeah, I like this song and I remember this song.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an unknown bias or just that I just flat out think Billy Joel's songs are better. Now, I'm not saying he's better overall, but his hits are certainly, at least to me, better songs than Bruce.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
You could pick them up, whatever you want.
I'm just looking at them now. I just wanted to get the full database here.
Border Run, is that one?
Border Run,
yeah, like
Thunder
that
Road.
One. Thunder Road didn't
I
do
like
it for
Thunder
me.
Thunder Road, okay. I do. Glory Days, obviously. That's
that
some,
one I
that's
like.
Mainstream.
Yeah,
right, that's
I
very
like that.
Mainstream, but a good song.
Okay.
Dancing in the Dark, a little
I like
corny,
that one too.
But good.
Okay.
What's one? Hungry Heart's pretty good. That's from 1980.
I also like that. Those are the ones that I liked. I was like, okay, these are good.
My Hometown is one of my favorite. That in Atlantic City, My Hometown.
Couldn't even get into those.
It's like, how's it go? I know he's got his little boy, he props him up like he's driving through town, and it's basically how he sees his town through his eyes as an adult, and now his son is half driving the car with him. It's actually very
well
written.
I'm not debating the lyrics.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, the music-wise, it couldn't get past. And then I'm thinking, man, Billy Joel's got at least 30 bangers that you put on, you could listen to over and over, even if they're corny, mainstream, whatever.
Yeah.
That was my... Anyway, so we also last did the show together Tuesday, and we had Aaron Boone on.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that interview with Boone, like, a big deal...
It was a big story.
...was being made of... I don't want to say a throwaway comment about Aaron Judge, but what I perceive to be common sense. Like, obviously, it's obvious. Boone doesn't have to say it. Judge doesn't have to say it. We all know... In all likelihood, Judge is not going to be able to throw the way that he normally would. And when Boone says it, and that got picked up, and that became so big of a story, so much so that Judge had to respond to it, I was like, this doesn't make any sense, and B, thought that it just wasn't a big deal. I don't know why that was the one thing that was made such a big deal, and B, that people would think that he's going to come back. By the way, where is Judge? Is he healthy or is he not? So... Like, what do you want Boone to lie about it? And Boone, by the way, is saying, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to ask me, I don't know. Because he doesn't know because it's not his body, it's Judge's body, and clearly Judge not ready. All he said was that he might not be ready to, or he might not be able to throw. He wouldn't expect him to throw the way he normally does.
Full bore the rest of this year.
Okay, yeah, but that's like common sense.
Yeah.
He also said it's not a big deal. So here's my issue with it.
It is a big deal, though, because it prevents him from doing things that we want them to do. The DH spot, which we just talked about.
No, meaning that he's going to be out there.
Yep.
He's just not going to be able to throw full bore.
Mm-hmm.
But still, Judge not being 100% in right field is still better than Giancarlo Stanton, and you got to have both those guys in the lineup. But my issue is with Aaron Judge, the captain. You have a manager, right or wrong, love him or hate him, whatever it may be, that doesn't really matter here. It's definitive that he's gone bent over backwards multiple times, gone out of his way to protect his players since he's been here.
Yeah, to the point where it bothers a lot of people.
To the point where we know he's full of crap. Tell him this to his face, like, you're lying. Oh, Judgey, he's not in a slump. My good God, we're watching it. Like, Judge can't buy one right now. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But acknowledge that he's 0 for his last 27 or whatever it was earlier.
I remember.
And Boone's protecting him. And that's just one example of many, many with this team. So then I have to hear Aaron Judge go out there and be sensitive to the tune of, I don't know why he said that. He hasn't seen me throw in the past 2 weeks. I'm pretty confident I'll get back to that. Like, that was a definitive blowback against Aaron Boone.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said, look, we don't know yet. I fully expect. I'm not sure if that was right. Whatever he wants to say.
Yep.
That was, to me, a clear public punchback of his manager. And I take issue with that from Aaron Judge, especially when you talk about a manager that's bent over backwards to protect his players.
I didn't like it. I thought he did him dirty. Honestly, I said that. You know,
you were here the next day. I was not.
So no, I got you. I didn't think it was a big controversy because I think, and I even texted you this. I'm like, you know, when you see it in print and you're a superstar, all-time outfielder saying, well, how would he know? He hasn't seen me throw. That doesn't look good for Boone. You're the manager, and you're commenting on somebody's arm and just the guy saying you haven't seen him throw. But what I said was, listen, whether it's analytics with roster building and lineup construction, there's also the medical data that that's a full trainer thing. Now, maybe in 1978, if Reggie's arm was barking, maybe Billy Martin, if he's not too hungover, you know, waddles over to right field and says, all right, how's your arm? Like, it's different. Now this is all tested and it's all backed up medically and all the stuff, strength tests, whatever it might be, imaging. So that's a team trainer doctor thing. I did not like that Aaron Judge said that. I don't think it was his intention to come across as like throwing that shot because I think he's as good a person as you could be.
Yeah.
And he also wants to mitigate controversy so he wouldn't try to inflame something.
But he did.
I know he did, but I think that was unintentional is what I'm saying. What I think happened to Aaron Judge is that was, and I respect this even though it didn't come out the right way, it's a bunker mentality. That's his way of not allowing the distinct possibility of maybe his manager being right infiltrate his
Fair
mind,
enough.
which could get him off track from being back on the field.
But it does, to me, come across as
well-intentioned, poorly executed.
Fair enough, but it does, and I don't think it's a big deal at all. I just needed to get that off my chest because I've been sitting on it for 2 days here not having the show to discuss it. It does also come off to me as we like the power structure of the Yankees is Aaron Judge. Like so then Aaron Boone is undermined when you do that. And I don't like that. I know that's how a lot of sports are nowadays.
Especially hoops. Less in baseball.
You think Judge would be pulling that with a different manager that wasn't?
He might have. I don't know how he got along with Girardi.
Well.
You get some whispers
I doubt it
wasn't great.
And maybe that's it. Now,
everybody talks about Sanchez with Girardi, but there was some stuff maybe
understood,
with Judge.
Understood, but that maybe plays point to where it's not just about the manager-player relationship, front office.
Yeah.
They allow, by building it the way that they did, maybe Girardi, whatever, moving on from him, but they allow this to happen. Whereas, and I hate to even say the old days, but I think also current organizations, do you think Bruce Bochy would be talked to like that from Aaron Judge? Like, it just seems to be a lack of respect and a direct shot. And then to a nice guy
who's been too nice.
I could see if it were Buck Showalter and he's calling his players out and holding them accountable.
Yeah.
Then you have, whatever, an old school blowback,
Billy back Martin, a little
whatever.
Bit.
Yeah,
yep.
Fair enough. I don't think that this was warranted that at all.
Nah, Boone jumps through hoops to make sure his guys look good. Even
God.
When our eyes are telling us that they're not, they're in a funk. And that's, hey, it's baseball. It's okay to stumble. I would think and I would hope that if Aaron Judge had a chance to get that one back, he would.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Jordan's on Rhode Island. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about last night and Boone not pinch hitting for either McMahon with the bases loaded or having Jazz getting pinch hit for when they had that runner on third. It was absolutely an indictment on him.
With who are you putting up? With who's hitting?
I would have put Rosario in to face the lefty or Caballero.
Okay. I'm just that nice. I want to make sure you have it buttoned up there because it's not against the ninth inning. Now you got to worry about four innings of defense.
You can't pinch hit. You're not pinch hitting for Jazz.
Those runs were coming at a premium last night.
Unfortunately, Jordan, you have to live with Jazz. He's an all-star second baseman. Like, the idea of pinch hitting for him, now you're just getting – that to me is a little crazy. As far as McMahon is pertaining, that was early in the game.
Fifth inning, bottom five, Yanks up 3-2.
Are you going to pinch hit for him there? Like, is it a strict platoon then, lefty-righty?
No, it's not, because he's too good defensively.
That's the point. He's your third baseman.
Like, yeah, I know. No, I don't agree with the caller there.
Now, I get on Mendoza for not pinch hitting for Luis Torrens the other night. This was Wednesday night, where the Mets already blew that game anyway, but they started coming back. Cedric Mullins didn't get the job done, so they fell a run short.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the ninth inning, they had a runner on. They had Torrens hitting, and I'm listening to the calls coming back from my mother's house. And they're like, all right, Torrens coming up here. I'm like, dude, you can't let Torrens hit. The game's on the line here.
Yeah.
Get him out of there. Get Mauricio up. You can get him out of the batter's box. I know Alvarez is hurt. You cannot let Torrens hit there. And he did. And he gets out. Like, I don't want to hear about the hard hit ball that he had before. No, you can't. That, to me, is a clear situation where you have your backup catcher, who's now the starter, with the game on the line, pinch hit with a better bat with more potential off the bench with Mauricio.
But didn't he do that earlier in the year and Torrens delivered a double?
Yeah.
He delivered. It was definitely a single, maybe a double. He delivered for him.
He did in this
with
spot.
With Torrens.
But in this spot, they needed more than just the base
hit. Yeah, it's a little different.
But also, that to me is a different scenario than pinch hitting for McMahon or Jazz.
I would say this. I know we got a break, though, if I got you. I would say this. So it was bottom five, Yanks up 3-2, bases loaded, one out, Jazz whiffs, and a very incompetent at bat, just, you know, flailing for the fence, even though he's been very good. Bad at bat against the lefty, and then we know what happened with McMahon. Now, is there a fly in here? Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
let's say there's if that's the bottom of the ninth and the Yankees are down 3-2, I can promise you Rosario's hitting for McMahon in that spot.
Different story.
Agreed. With three, four innings to go defensively, you're not going to pull him, nor should you. All right, BT and Sound on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Back to the calls here. Show is flying by. Hey, four distinct all-electric Cadillacs. Some driving for the performance, others for the range. And listen, I had an easy hustle going from Jersey out to Long Island yesterday to meet Big Mike on the range at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I was in my Cadillac, so it was a lot easier sipping coffee, listening to the Fan, getting some music there. You know, I love my Cadillac. You can make an entrance with a Cadillac. Three different ways to turn every drive into an occasion. So, whatever the reason is, never been a better time to say, hey, let's take the Cadillac.
Yeah, the all-electric Cadillac family of vehicles, the Escalade IQ, the Vistiq, the Optiq, and the Lyriq. Visit your Tri-State Cadillac dealer today. The BT and Sal Show is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I mean, this, come on.
I just put a poll up. I really don't put many polls up. I just put it up, Billy or Bruce, very simple. Very curious where this goes.
And? What are the early results?
Let me check. Let's see. It was early Billy, but I'm also thinking that there weren't a lot of votes. Hold on. There are a couple of hundred votes. Billy, 67.2% leading the way. 66%. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be tight.
Think a lot of people are biased about it? I'm at least trying to admit my open bias that I am a Billy fan, but I did give a unbiased, all right, let me listen to Bruce, because I admit it, I don't listen to a lot of Bruce. So yeah. I wanted to hear the hits. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I like this song, I like this song.
I knew that that would happen. I said that to the, like, yeah. I knew that there were songs that you didn't.
But there were four or five that I would put on par with, all right, four or five from Billy.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other ones just weren't.
I get it. It's a different kind of presentation for sure. It's a different depth. I would think that it's not a bias. It's just, if you're a Bruce guy or gal, you've been a Bruce guy or a Bruce gal for decades.
Right.
So, did you not allow your mind to open up to Billy?
I tried.
Or is it that you're so committed to Bruce, you can still appreciate Billy, you just don't think Billy's as good? Is it bias or is it just personal preference? I don't know, maybe a little bit of everything.
Right.
Because I there's probably about, I'd say, 12 to 13 Bruce songs that I like, but to me, Billy's the man.
I'm going to try to do it with different artists along the way and be like, okay, well, I didn't like this particular artist, but let me open my mind to it. Like, I could do that with Taylor Swift, whatever it may be. All right. Before we get back to the phones here, 888-808-1019, we'll talk Mets, Yanks, whatever it is that's on your mind. We have another witness that wanted to chime in on the topic.
We got JJ?
John Jastrzemski joins us on the line right now. JJ, your partner from yesterday, wanted to chime in. He was listening back a little bit. JJ, let's get your account on what happened where you and BT were chatting away on the sixth green.
Well, fellas, I had to chime in on this. I've gotten a lot of texts over the last hour or so about our round, which was epic, which I'm going to be talking about forever.
It's awesome.
Apparently, BT, we never shut up. Which
yeah,
is true.
No. I know.
It is true. Like, when I play golf or when I'm with Sal at Baseball Night in New York or whatever the hell I'm doing, I don't decide to be quiet. I like to chat. It's more fun. It's more entertaining.
Yep.
I have to admit, I'm still stunned by what happened with BT getting drilled in the chest. And for what it's worth, Sal, if that was me, I would have been out of commission for the entirety of the round.
Well, you are frail. BT's got a little more meat on him. We understand that. So did you see the ball off the club from Mike where you were at with the green?
No, but I saw the ball in flight. Like, I wasn't watching Mike. To Mike's point, he was like 70, 80 yards away. Yeah. Blind bunker shot.
Tough shot.
All of a sudden, I see a ball whizzing by, and it was boom. BT basically took it like Happy Gilmore in the chest. You know, like when he goes to the batting cages and he's taking the baseballs off his chest? That was BT.
I don't think that anybody could, even though you just described it, can really get an appreciation for how hard that thing hit me. Honestly.
Well, except JJ, maybe. This is why you're...
No, it smoked you. Oh, no, it smoked you. Because as soon as it hit your chest, it was like, holy smoke.
So let me ask you something. Why were you two guys standing there talking anyway?
Because we like each other.
Sal, we're on the green.
Yeah, why?
We're on the green. First of all, Mike's in a blind shot. He's out of the sand. So you're thinking, all right, he's going to dig up a ton of sand.
He was not in the trap.
There we go.
It was not in the trap. It was in or behind the trap.
He told us several times. Bad line. Okay. It was wet.
But he's been chipping well, so you figure, he's going to chip it on, boom, 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 and we go about our merry way.
Yep.
Also, he was blind, so you didn't see him. I think that's part of the problem. Like, any time I was in a trap, now I actually played great out of the traps yesterday, which is a miracle, which I normally never do.
Yeah.
Never. Every time I hit a sand shot, I was like, and this is before BT got hit, I was like, guys, heads up, heads up because I didn't want to throw anybody.
Yes.
And I think to Mike's reaction, I just think he was stunned that he hit you. And if he hit you, he probably was like, oh, I hit him.
He
like
said
a
he
bounce.
Was unaware.
I don't think he saw me get hit, Jay. He was down. I think his view is obscured. Now, here, and I say the same thing. If I'm in a greenside bunker, not a fairway bunker, but a greenside, and I said it yesterday, guys, heads up, I don't know where this is going. Like, I can rifle, you know, I mishit it. Yeah. Probably more percentage that I mishit than I do, than I hit it flush and get sand and pop it on. So when you're around the green, I don't want anybody, like, in behind the pin, move to the side, heads up, pay attention. I try to give the warnings. I have Mike's back. He really didn't need to warn me because he couldn't see me. It's nobody's fault.
Maybe it's Willie. Maybe we should get on Willie for this.
You know,
No. Willie was the best caddy I've ever had in my life, and I want to bring him everywhere I play golf now because I'm never going to putt like that, and I'm never going to hit the right club ever again. But at 20-mile-an-hour winds, I didn't even think about what the normal yardage would be. I'd just be like, hey, Willie, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
how great was
Willie.
He?
So, we do not time Willie out, Sal.
No. I'm just trying to think of, I mean, I'm not blaming Mike for it, and if I'm not blaming Willie,
a free thing, but I do want to defend my court partner here. If that ended up being a couple inches higher, it would have definitely had a different feel for the rest of the round.
I may have died. Honestly, I may have been killed on the
now,
green.
Now, you are his partner on golf yesterday. I am his radio partner. Which one of us would have had to leave the round and go with him to the hospital?
Oh, that's a good question.
Neither.
I think it would have been me, to be honest with you.
No, see, here's how
Mike
I am.
Mike would have finished the round.
No way.
God forbid if I had five teeth left, I'm not finishing anything. There's not even food at that point. But no, I would have. If it would have struck me, I think I'm getting airlifted, and I think I'm just on my own. You finish your round because you started striping the ball. You know, Sal would have come with me because he just wanted the round to end at that point.
I would have done whatever Mike said. Mike said, "All right, we got to go." And then
you
I
do. I tell you, man. I know Willie was cleaning his clubs. Did you clean his clubs in between shots too? Good God, get off his. I mean, with the jock hanging with this guy.
What was your score, JJ? Officially,
you played well.
It was a 92. Let me tell you something. It was my best round of the year. So maybe you guys just got to come around with me all the time.
Yeah.
You, Willie, Mike. I don't think I'm going to get Mike to Silver Lake. I mean, good luck with that. But you know what I mean? Like, it was, we were in the zone. BT was right. Like, that back nine, we had the music blasting. We were churning.
Yeah.
And the convo was flowing, Sal. I mean, the two of us, we were nonstop for four hours.
It was a great day. We loved it. Hopefully Mike invites us again next year so we can do the same. Before we let you go, Billy or Bruce?
Oh, I don't have two children. That's like picking a favorite child.
I love both
of them. I know I'm giving you a very cop-out, lame answer, but I love both. Because the doctor, if you're making me choose, I'll say Billy Bysmidge.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because I thought you were going to say Billy right away because you and I talked about the doc, and then we got into all of Billy's music, and he told me your dad used to play Billy and the Stones.
So was that before or after you got hit?
Before.
See, this is what I mean. You guys are talking it up here. Mike and I are trying to focus on the round.
We're not antisocial. Yeah. Why, you want us to apologize for talking?
Dude, you're on the court for 4 hours. There's only so much golf you could do.
Oh, my God.
You guys had the beer and the music going.
That's
like, what kind of place is this?
We had a blast. I don't know about you and Mike. Me and JJ had a great time. Dude, it was a blast. I love playing with you, man. You're a fun partner. We're going to do it again.
I love it, boys. I just had to set the record straight. I got my car partners back, but Mike didn't see. I think if Mike had saw, his reaction might have been a little different.
I agree with
that.
All. I absolve Mike, and I appreciate you getting my back because we all know Sal never will.
Thanks.
So we got that.
Boy, maybe Max Free will pitch well today. Go on.
I'm hoping. You know, I tell you. See, he's like
me. What a bunch of bullies. My God.
Oh, the Yanks? Oh, dude, that last night was gross. We got a break here, otherwise we'd start railing on the Yanks.
All right, I'm out of here.
We'll talk to you, buddy. Thank you, JJ. See, there are, I get it, there are two types of people in the world. There are those who don't shut up, like me.
Yeah.
And then there are those who, like every word, they throw them around in a much more economical manner. I like to talk. I said this once, like when it's too quiet, I almost get a little uncomfortable. I do. I enjoy it. Now, if the conversation is flowing, like it was yesterday with me and JJ, and I knew it would be. That is just it's 4 hours seems like 4 minutes, but I don't know how else to play golf because I did play golf when I started playing, and when I thought I should be better than I am or I was, and I'd get mad and I'd be a sourpuss and I'd go hide in my own sad sack golf world and make it miserable on my best friends. I'm not playing well, so everybody else has to be miserable. Good shot, bad shot, indifferent shot. I'm talking, I'm sipping that Modelo, I'm listening to the tunes, and we're having fun.
I respect it.
That's
fair enough.
That's the only way I know how to play at this point.
I understand that. I just hope you learn your lesson. The next time, maybe you shouldn't be chatting it up so much when there are blonde shots taking place. When you're standing there on the green. All right, Pete the Insal, the fan.
We got to get Willie on the phone. Honestly, dude, get text Mike and get
are
Willie.
Are you crazy? I'm not texting Mike. We already had Mike on before. Oh,
text
dude,
Mike
Willie.
And get Willie's number.
I'll tell you, I told you this before. I was dying. Willie and I were. He was telling me the story.
Wait, back when I got hit?
Because he was saying it with such a smile on his face. Like, oh, yeah, a couple inches higher, we would have been in trouble.
Yeah, the chopper's coming in. Like MASH to save me.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.